Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candice Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Rajiv Maini and Simi Maini, who are directors in IKK Developments, which is doing some developing along Boundary Road.
Hello.
Thanks very much for coming on the show. So tell us a little bit about what is going to be happening at Boundary Road.
Good afternoon, and thank you for giving us the time to tell you a little bit about the upcoming new business, which is opening at Boundary Road.
5220 Boundary Road.
And along with it, we have two friends. Franchises coming, Starbucks and A&W.
Mm-hmm.
And within the gas station, there's opportunity of Subway as well. And we are looking forward to grow in the community, getting the business, our neighborhood. We own three Petro-Canadas within the province. One is in Renfrew and one is in Cornwall on the Highway 401. And this new location, which is getting ready. And we are hoping to open tentatively close by Christmas. Need all the blessings and cooperation. We got all the good team working for us. I'll introduce one of the other directors, Mr. Lok Vanik, and please, he would like to have a word.
Sure.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Lok Vanik. Yeah, we're building the Petro-Canada, Starbucks, A&W, right in front of Amazon, and we have experience in the gas business.
So would this be on the east side of Boundary Road then? So across the street from the existing gas station?
Yeah, that's corporate-owned, but this one is, they didn't have a place to put all the other, but this one is 2 acres we putting maybe later on. We have drugstore or anything, but right now we put Petro-Canada, Starbucks, A&W. They'll be ready in probably in 4 months or 5 months. The construction already started. So we'll be employing at least 10 to 15 people. And this site will be 24 hours.
Are you on the Amazon property or are you just beside the Amazon?
No, it's Amazon has separate property. But we in front of the Amazon, we own that different property, not Amazon.
Okay.
We're not included in the Amazon, but it's a separate property. And we also putting around 12 Tesla charger there too.
Now, Rajiv, you said that you wanted say hello.
Yes, I would say hello to the community of Cosby Spring, Devon, and Cumberland. Actually, there's so many job opportunities also coming with that. Alone gas station Petro-Canada will have 10 to 15 employees, whereas Starbucks, they will have 30 employees and A&W will have 30 employees. So there is almost 70 to 80 jobs are coming in the community, and we do need a support from the community. Once we open, we will definitely advertise the date we're opening. It'll be close to Christmas, and Starbucks and A&W, they will start advertising for the job positions and all that. So we will stay up to date with the community because we believe in working with the community, with the people from there, and we do need their support as well. So once it's ready, and looking forward to be part of the community.
Okay, and if people are interested in coming to work there, can they start contacting you now?
They maybe after 2 months, once we have the building up, once we know exactly what date we will be opening, because these days we all know that the construction part is very challenging, hard to get a lot of materials and trade people. So we don't have yet a scheduled date, opening date. Once we have a scheduled opening date, and prior to a month or a month and a half, we will start taking the resumes, and we will also advertise the opening date and all that, and then we will be in touch, or we will be accepting the resume at that time.
Do you have your building permits and approvals and so on?
Yes, we have received the building permit, and our construction has already started. It's quite a bit civil work because we don't have the civil services over there, like we don't have the sanitary services and all that. So the civil work is quite a bit, and this lot need to be graded high around 3 feet because we were facing some challenging of high water table and all that, but we are well prepared to move the construction at the full scale. You will see, people will see we have a scheduled foundation early next month, and then the building, and then people will see how it's coming along.
When you mentioned the high water table, it kind of made me laugh because it has been known to be at the surface pretty much.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
And then it sits on top of the lead of clay, so there has been a lot of challenges there.
Yes, a lot of challenges, and we were not aware of that, and then going, but we are all like we're willing, like we're putting all of our effort to get this done as soon as possible. And it will be because there is no food around in that area. People must be having a hard time for coffee. There's no coffee place and there's no food restaurant and all that in that neighborhood. And it really needs in that area. And I am thankful at that time when I started the project, Miss Catherine Kitt, I really thanked to her for supporting our project with the city of Wadawa. And finally, we got the approval. It's almost 3 years. It took us 3 years to get out of approval, but finally we got it. So now we are we're pushing this project to get it as soon as done. And then also we have a Tesla also participating in their bringing their charger. So our location is exactly from the Amazon's. They have two entrances, one for the car and one for the trucks. We are right in between there.
So you're hoping, I think, to get some business from the Amazon building?
Yes, we are, because also there are about, what I have heard is around 800 people work there, and there is no food and coffee inside other than the vending machines in there. So people working there will have a fresh food, a fresh coffee to enjoy once we open.
I know somebody who works there, and she said that one of the issues with, because there used to be a chip truck across the road, really good one, but one of the issues there was that their lunch break is short. It's like half an hour. And if you're at the east end of the building, it takes you a long time just to walk.
That's right. And that you know that the road, the boundary road itself is very busy. Even to cross the road, it's not as safe either for them, the people, walking people. So Amazon people working in there, they will have a bigger advantage of they don't have to walk too far, they don't have to cross the road, and you know, sometimes because they have a short break and it's a fast food, we will have a lot of stuff in the convenience store to grab and go kind of thing, and we are looking forward to serve them.
Yeah, and then there'll be also a gas station on the east side of the road too, which is good for people going towards the Queensway.
Yeah, so with the gas station, and also we know that the electric cars coming, that technology is coming. So Tesla is one of the biggest one in the market. So we will have a Tesla chargers there too, and superchargers actually. And you know, sometimes employees in a rush and they come there and their car is not fully charged, and then they can, on the way back, they can charge their car in 10-15 minutes. And our location will be open 24/7. That will also be a big advantage to the people working there.
Okay, well, we're almost out of time. Is there anything any of you want to add before we sign off?
I would say thank you to you first of all to introducing us to the community, and we are looking forward to be part of the community.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. I'm sure this is a very busy time for you.
Thank you.
I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial and first for local news.